Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to welcome you to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them. Set them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. We thank God for another Sunday. Amen. Glory to God, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us learn to rejoice. You know, some don't know how to rejoice, you know, in the day, because they're thinking about everything that they don't have. But just think about you woke up this morning. Just think about how he let the blood run warm through your veins to, so you can get up. Because everybody didn't have that this morning. There are some that didn't get up. So you got to think about things. You know, sometimes we get too carried away on what we don't have, what we could have, what we should have had. But just think about this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice no matter what. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead, amen, with a couple of quick announcement. You know, we're coming up, amen, this is the new year, 2018. We thank God for it, amen, hallelujah. And this is the first Sunday, amen, and it is just going to be an awesome, awesome time. It's going down. So go ahead and text them because it's going down. Glory to God, hallelujah. I want to encourage you to come on Wow Radio on Tuesday night where Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They come on. They do an awesome job. Glory to God. Hey, I hope you, if you missed it last week, you need to make sure you definitely catch it this week. Something good coming out of the hood. Good God Almighty. It was off the chain. If you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. On Tuesday, it comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It was an awesome, awesome, awesome show. Glory to God. We thank God for that. As it came on, something good coming out of the hood. Amen. Let them know something good coming out of the hood. Amen. And then if you move on down on Saturday, we have Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew with Faith Come By Hearing, and her show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you missed it on yesterday, you missed a treat. She walked the God. Glory to God. We thank God for all this is ministered with you in mind. Amen. It's carefully planned out. Amen. By the Lord, thou God himself. Glory to God. Raining down, amen, fresh manna from heaven. So I encourage you to take the neighbor while I'm talking and going over these announcements to come and hear what the Lord is saying. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we're called the Hour of Power. I'm Prophetess Martha Williams, and this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Prophetic Corner Ministries. So go ahead, amen. Like I said, text the neighbor because it's going down. Glory to God. We thank God for everything that he has done and everything that he's about to do. And if you hold it right there, keep it locked. You'll have a few minutes to go and get your sip of water. Glory to God. You may get your, you know, peanut butter and crackers, something like that. Glory to God. And then you can listen to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries with none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to go over and hear what the Lord is laying on her heart for this hour, the next hour. Glory to God. Amen. It's ministry with you in mind. And I encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partner with us, you will receive many things. We're only asking for $25 or more. I always say give them more. Give as much as you can spare to give. That's what you do. Amen. But you know, if you give bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. If you give sparingly, then guess what? You're going to reap sparingly. That means if you keep giving them $2 you gave last year in 2017, glory to God, you're going to get them $2 and fit back. But don't you want more than $2.50? So come on, get on up, glory to God, and give as much, amen, as you possibly can. That's my thing. I always go for the more, because if you want God to do more, then you got to do more, glory to God. I always tell them when I'm talking to them, I say, yeah. I say, what do you want, you know? And sometimes they'll say, well, I want God to do this. I want him to, you know, help me with, you know, seeking him even more. I said, okay, if you want him to help you seek and help him to you him to seek you to seek him even the more, let's get it right, then what are you doing, amen, to get to that place? You know, sometimes they want more, but they ain't doing nothing to get to that place. You know, he'll help you. He'll move all the obstacles, amen, glory to God, to help you to get to that place. Hallelujah. But you got to start out first, because when you take one step, God's going to take two. And if you want more, amen, you got to do more. You got to pray more. You got to read more, you know, amen. You know, I know you say, well, I go to church every. Amen, glory to God. But you got to know this word for yourself. This word, it's got to be grounded and rooted in you, glory to God. So whenever you need it, it's already there, glory to God. My God, my God. So that's what you got to do. So if you want more, give more. And I encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, amen, hit them up on Facebook, Prophet Siobhan Ross, amen, and Pastor Joseph Ross. Inbox them, tell them what you need, call them up, tell them what you want, amen, and they will, I guarantee you, get back with you, amen. Once you inbox them, they will get back with you and tell you the proper steps that you need to take or what you need to do, and they will pray with you, amen, glory to God. The doors are open. Don't miss these open doors. Sometimes we miss these open doors, and we say, Lord, I ain't got nobody to help me. I don't have anybody I can go to, Lord, to help me to get in that place that you're calling me to, Lord. Well, I'm opening doors now. These are open doors. Glory to God. I'm talking now, and these are open doors. If you think you can't get to them, just go ahead and inbox any of us, amen, from the Wild Team. Amen. Glory to God. You can inbox, amen, Minister Sheila. You can inbox Minister Elaine. You can inbox Minister Michelle Wilson. You can inbox Prophet Martha. You can inbox Pastor Rouse. Apostle Yvonne Rouse or Providence Yvonne Rouse. You can inbox Elder Bertha Askew, any of them on Facebook, glory to God, and we will get you to them, glory to God, wherever you need to go. Hallelujah. Now, I'm telling you, these doors are open. You know, we were asking God to open doors in 2017, and now here we are in 2018, and the doors are open. I don't know, you know, sometimes you get so caught up in everything else, and I can't have fun, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. Well, let me ask you a question. Who wants to live in sin? Glory to God. Who wants to live in sin? Nobody. Glory to God. You couldn't. Now, the Bible says some people, like, they do evil, and they can't sleep until they done something evil. You don't want to be there, because on that side right there, you get nothing. You really don't. You get nothing. You don't get eternal life. You get nothing. And some want to stay in that circle of friends just because, you know, I like the way they talk. I like what they do. I like how they hang out. You know, and I keep hearing them saying, well, you know, I ain't ready yet. Okay, let me help y'all a little bit, and then we're going to go to preaching. Glory to God. We're going to teach a little bit, and we're going to preach a little bit. It's the first Sunday, so we, amen, we're going to knock it out of the park. Glory to God. You know, now is the time to get ready. Do you see how cold it is, glory to God? And like I was preaching on last Sunday, the seasons change, glory to God. You see it was snowing way over in certain parts, amen, of Georgia, glory to God, hallelujah. And then it went to Florida, snowing, glory to God. But here it was just the temperature was like down in the 20s, glory to God. Do you see how everything is changing around you, glory to God? And you're going to tell me that you ain't ready. Well, you know what, when he come back, amen, glory to God, don't let it catch you with your work undone. So go ahead, amen, and hit us up and let us know that you want to be a part of the ministry, glory to God, while the doors are open and the blood is still running warm, glory to God, amen, hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead on and get ready to open up, amen, in prayer. If you would, I want you to turn to Luke chapter 9. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead on. If anybody desire prayer at this time, if you would press the 1, I will be gladly to bring you in for glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, no one pressed the one, so we're going to go on and move on down the road. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how, Lord God. Just lifting up the name of Jesus, magnifying your holy name on high. Just thanking you, Lord, for another day that you have made, oh God, as we rejoice and be glad that we're in it, oh Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, for those that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, oh God. Open up their spiritual ears to receive the word on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we cancel all, Lord God, tricks of the enemy out right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift you up on high in the mighty name of Jesus. Every word that goes out through the highways and byways, Lord God, let them receive it by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and we declare, Lord God, oh my God, for those that have been bound, Lord God, that have been bound by circumstance, Lord, already in 2018 here, in the new year, Lord God. Father God, we bind them up right now in the name of Jesus and cast them down into the sea, because we lift you up, God. Because God, you said, if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men nigh unto thee, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we decree and we declare, Lord God, that this is, will be a day, Lord God, that all those who are listening, Lord, on all those by web that are listening, even on the web, Lord God, and on the phone, Lord, those that call me and every caller on the line, oh God, receive it in their hearts, so they will not sin against you, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, Lord, because if it had not been for you, Lord God, on our side, we wouldn't be here, Lord God, to give this word on today, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. There is someone, amen, whether listening by way of glory to God or listening, amen, on the line. There is someone, amen, that they found a lump, glory to God. But we're going to go ahead, amen, and pray for that, amen, glory to God. Because, you know, God is the healer, hallelujah. And, you know, everything, all sickness is not unto death. I know sometimes, you know, when you go, amen, and you have all your tests and they can scare you sometimes half to death, glory to God. But you got to believe in your heart that whatever, amen, Satan tries to throw, amen, a wrench in your system, understand God's still the miracle worker, glory to God. He may try to throw the wrench, but understand we serve a miracle working God, and he's still doing miracles, amen, glory to God. So we're going to pray, hallelujah, right now for that. Fall in the name of Jesus, oh God, we decree and we declare, Lord God, that tomb will dry up, Lord. When they go back, they will not find it. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you said, Lord, by your stripes, they are healed, healthy, and whole. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that they receive it by faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to go ahead on and get into our message. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 9, and I'm going to title this message, glory to God, are you ready for your journey? You know, sometimes you can, you know, God can start to prepare you for something, but, you know, then you'll stop. Amen. You'll get ready. He already done prepared you everything, gave you everything you need, then gave you the word of God, then gave you to somebody to help train you, glory to God, and they done poured into you for 5, 6, 7 years, and I'm going to go back and say, well, you know, some people say, yeah, and then you know what, glory to God, then you're not ready sometimes for the journey, glory to God, but amen, hallelujah, are you ready for the journey? Start thinking about, am I ready for this journey, glory to God, because, you know, time is winding up. And we need to go ahead, amen, and do what it is that we need to do. If you don't know Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, you can have him. Hallelujah, glory to God, and get ready for your journey. Hallelujah, my God, let's go ahead. Are you ready for the journey? Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Now, then he called, we're talking about Jesus, glory to God. Don't you know, hallelujah, he said right here that he gave them, amen, power and authority. Don't you know God is giving you the power and authority over all the devils, all the devil tried to bring on you. You know what? The power is in the word. The power is in us. If the Holy Spirit is living in you, then you got power, hallelujah. You got power to walk upright. You got power to talk upright. You got power to all that stuff that they talking about. You got power to cast that devil down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got power, hallelujah, to go on your walk, amen, on your journey. Glory to God, because he's already given it to you. Can you see right here? He said he gave them power and authority to cure. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we have that same power because he said he made us just a little lower than an angel. Glory to God. So, you know, we got the power. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel that. Glory to God. We got the power. Hallelujah. To get healed, to get people healed. Hallelujah. So what are you thinking about? Huh? Land, houses, money, men. You're thinking about your money, your man, and your mansion. That's what you're thinking about. All them yams right there, your money, your man, and your mansion. That's all. That's it. Glory to God. You ain't worried about if nobody get healed. You ain't worried about the one that next door that you don't know Jesus. You ain't worried about, hallelujah, when you're going, amen, out in the streets and you see somebody and they need help. Well, let me help them, because that could be my ministry of help. Glory to God. So when I'm going in somewhere and I see somebody that needs some help, I stop and take time. I say, okay, maybe that's all they need. Lord, maybe you put them in the past just for me to help them. You're not worried about none of that. All you're thinking about, your money, your man, and your mansion. When you ought to be getting somebody healed, delivered, and set free, glory to God. Let's move on, hallelujah. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither star nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. He was telling them here, go on your journey. When he was giving them some specific instructions, he was telling them to go on their journey. Don't take nothing with you. Don't take no bag. Don't take no walking stick. Don't take no bread. Don't take no money. Don't take no extra clothes. Don't take nothing with you. You know, did you ever think, why did he tell them not to take anything with them? Because you know what? If you got the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you and you word up, you prayed up, glory to God, that's what you need. Because if you take all, if they take all this stuff with them, don't you think they probably would have got, okay, where am I going to lay this? Where am I going to lay this? Where am I going to put this? You know? Sometimes you take too much of stuff with you. Glory to God. When you go in and hear the word, you know, they go, when you go to church, amen, I hear you. When you go to church, okay, I got the cane in the bag, glory to God. Hallelujah. I got the gum, chewing gum over here in this corner, glory to God. Then all of a sudden, amen, I got the telephone here and all that, and I got this on, it don't vibrate, it ain't on wing, glory to God. And you got too much stuff. Hallelujah. And when you get ready to go, amen, glory to God, all this stuff sometimes not necessary. When you go, you take your Bible with you. Yes, you take it with you. I know people now take their tablets and take their phones and all that different stuff, you know, in the church. But to me, I mean, just me personally, you know, it's a distraction. Glory to God. If I'm going to read, I'm going to read it out of the word. Let's see what it's saying, because I need to track them in the word, make sure they're on the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he got them ready, glory to God, for their journey. So he told them, don't take nothing with you. Don't take no money. Glory to God. You don't need nothing. You just go. Because I've already, amen, gave you the power and authority to heal and set free those that need set free. Glory to God. That's all you need. Hallelujah. Now, that comes from spending time with the Lord thy God. You got to learn how to spend your time. You got to learn how to set time aside, no matter how you're busy today. It's not that sometimes people don't want to answer your call. That's not it. It's just that they're spending time with the Lord, which you should be doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't always be on the phone 24/7. You know, if it ain't Jesus, tell him to call you back. Hallelujah. But if it's Jesus on the main line, you got to answer. If you want a word from the Lord, then you have to get in their presence where you are in his presence to hear what he's saying. Because if you're not there, then you're not going to get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, some people are just script-minded. That's what it is. In other words, they just read, you know, maybe he gave me that word last week. He gave me that word, you know, 2 months ago. Glory to God. But what is he saying right now? Have you been in his presence? Amen. We already in 2018. I say it again. We already there now. Are you in his presence? You know, that's a constant thing. It ain't like you can do it one day and don't do it no more, glory to God. You got to do it and continue to do it. You know, I heard when I was listening to one of the shows, amen, that a person and pastor were preaching on, and I heard they were saying, you know, you got to do it on Monday. You got to do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and start all back over again. You can't do it hit and miss. I'm going to do it Monday. I ain't going to do it Tuesday. Oh, man, I ain't going to do it Tuesday. I read last night. I ain't going to read tonight. Then you're going to do it Wednesday. Glory to God. Well, I ain't going to worry about Thursday. You know, I did it Monday. I ain't going to worry about that. You know, I'm good for right now. Then you prayed on Wednesday night. Well, you know what? I ain't going to pray the rest of the week. I'm good now, and I already sent up what I needed. Glory to God. But what about what he wants? When he wants to talk with you and get you ready for your journey, glory to God, hallelujah, because it ain't no joke, hallelujah, glory to God. You see, many are passing on, glory to God, but you wonder, are they ready? I pray we all be ready, glory to God, hallelujah. We all be the way to touch the souls that he wants us to touch and do what he wants us to do, glory to God, in the streets. Tell those in the hedges of the highways, glory to God, all about a man named Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off your very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. You know, it says right here, you know, everybody ain't gonna receive. It's okay. But guess what? You will be done put in your part doing what you're supposed to do is to put the word out there. Glory to God. And if it's somebody that's going to be really, you know, I'll just say it like this, they're going to be real ugly to you. He ain't going to send you over there to tell them that. Glory to God. But you know what? If the anointing is on you, really, really, glory to God, if it's really, really on you, then when you walk up, you're supposed to change that atmosphere. But he ain't going to send you to nobody that's going to be really ugly and really nasty. He's not going to do it. He ain't going to do it like that. He don't do us like that. He's not. Glory to God. Well, he'll tell you to speak sometimes. It's well, good afternoon. How you doing? You know, how you doing? Are you okay? You know, and that'll calm a demon in a minute. Glory to God. It really will. Glory to God, hallelujah. And if they don't receive it, just shake the dust off. Don't get mad about it. You know, nowadays you see some of the Christians, amen, in the churches, they get mad because people won't receive the word. Well, it says, yeah, if they don't receive the word, just shake the dust and keep it moving, glory to God. Just move on down, glory to God, hallelujah. Just keep it moving. Let's move on to 6. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Do you see what it said here? Healing everywhere. Now, don't think just only your soul and no more can get healed. You just save them prayers until something going wrong on in your family and you ain't praying for nobody else. You ain't interceding for nobody. You ain't standing in the gap for nobody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says he gave them, amen, he gave them the strength. And when they went, he gave them authority. And when they went, healing was everywhere. It didn't say in one town, if you notice. It said through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. He went through towns, glory to God. He didn't say just go in one town. He said they went through towns, healing and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we're doing here. We're spreading the gospel all across the nation. It's going all the way, glory to God, all the way, the airways and the highways and byways, glory to God, spreading the gospel. And that's what you need to do when God delivers you and bring you up, amen, in a place to where you can go out, hallelujah. That's what he did with his disciples. Amen. He had brought them to a place, time for them to go out and, you know, and do it. Glory to God. Are you ready for your journey? Hallelujah. You know, some say, well, my journey is I want to go to Hawaii. That's fine. Amen. If you can do that, do that. But when you're over there, amen, make sure you mention it to somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Now Herod the Trent heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed because that it was said of that John was raised from the dead. You know, Herod was a little confused. He said, wait a minute, hold up now. Hold up, I'm confused. What's going on here? Now, I thought I had already took out one Bible thumper. Hold up now. And then I'm hearing all this going on. You know, he's sending people out. He'll throw some more Bible thumpers. That's what they call them now. They're talking about Bible thumpers. But that's okay, baby. Keep thumping your Bible. Keep reading the Word of God. Don't worry about that, what they say. Hallelujah. So because they don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. It's okay. Glory to God. He said, wait a minute, hold up. He was confused. What was going on? He said, hold up. Are you sure? Wait a minute. Who is this man? You mean to tell me? He said, I cut John's head off, and now you're telling me that there's somebody else? Who is this? Said he was confused. He was totally puzzled. He didn't understand it, and he got worried. True glory to God. He was worried about the situation because he was thinking, okay, hold up now. I done did this, and then, man, I came back. He was worried. Glory to God. Let's move on right here. Glory to God. And of some that Elijah had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. Okay, what he was saying here is, he said, hold up, I got to see this man. Hold up. You mean to tell me I done already cut John's head off? I got a little hair on myself, but that's all right. Glory to God. We're still walking with Jesus. Glory to God. You mean to tell me I'm going to cut his head off? And that, you know, who y'all saying? Who is this? Who is this? Tell me who. He's worried about it because, you know, he's thinking John will come back. That's truly, he was scared then. Okay, let's see. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that he had done, and he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him. And he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. You know what? Jesus couldn't rest nowhere. Amen. Because guess what? Amen. People were coming. You know, there are people now that need healing. There are people now that want Jesus Christ. So don't count everybody there. And, you know, sometimes it's not that they're mean. It's that they really didn't grow up like that. You know, so they're working with what they got. Glory to God. Yes, their mother and father took them to the churches. Amen. Glory to God. On Sunday. And yes, they heard the preacher. Well, you know, whatever the Baptist, Methodist, whatever, it didn't matter. That's what they grew up in. Glory to God. And they're working with what they got. But when they really get a hold to some new revelation, amen, that's when you come in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If they ask you, yes, help them. But that don't mean, amen, you got to tell them, but you know what? That ain't right. That just sure ain't right. You don't know what you're talking about. No, you can't do them like that. What you got to do is say, you know what? Yes, I understand. Glory to God. You have to ask God to give you, amen. You have to have a teachable spirit, and you also have to have a preachable spirit. Glory to God. When you get ready to give somebody the word, you got to understand it. Ask God to help you and say it in a way where they will receive it and they will understand it. Can't blow all up out of them. Glory to God. Well, the word of God says, and now you wrong. They ain't going to want to hear you at all. They going to want to throw you in the pit all right. They ain't going to want to wait till that time comes. They're going to go ahead and want to just go ahead and throw you in the pit. I've heard it. Really, I've heard it. So you ain't going to want to, you know, they ain't going to want to receive it like that, you know. And then when Jesus was healing, Jesus healed all them. He said that was sick. So you got to be able to pray for people. You know, you got to, you know, let God raise you up. Amen. For the journey. You know, this is where we are in this day and time. We want God to raise us up for the journey. Glory to God. But, you know, you got to get up under someone that will help you. Amen. You see, he discipled all these. These were his 12 disciples. He discipled all these people. So he knows what was in them. He knows what they're capable of. He knows what they won't do and what they will do and what they did do and what they didn't do. He knows these people, glory to God, that he discipled, glory to God. Now, let me help you out, hallelujah. A good leader, glory to God, don't know, amen, his people. They are he, him, or her, either one, it don't matter. Woman or man, it don't matter. They don't know their people. They don't know what they'll do. They don't know what they ain't going to do. Because if they're praying and talking to God, they going to know what you're doing. They going to know what you did last night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you know, amen, it's kind of funny. I'm laughing, glory to God. But I'm telling you, they going to know it. I'm just telling you, they're going to know, glory to God. They're going to know what you did. They're going to know you're feeling some type of way. Amen. If somebody says, you know, I'm feeling some type of way, amen, glory to God. They're going to know it if they are good leaders, because they done went before the Lord, thy God, and they're praying and they're keepers over your very soul. So guess what? They're going to know what it's all about. They're going to know what's going on with you. Hello, I felt you. What's going on with you? And you can say nothing, amen, if you want to, but a good leader gonna say, nah, that ain't what I feel, you know, but hey, I'll take it. Glory to God. They don't know. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because Jesus raised them up, he knew what was on. That's when he said, okay, y'all go out. It's time y'all to go. Go out. Go in the towns, not town, your little town and no more towns, and heal and deliver and get those people set free. Let's move on. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and countries round about and lodge and get victuals. For we are here in a desert place. He was saying, okay, they were saying, this is what the disciples were saying. You know, okay, it's time. Now send them on over there somewhere else so they can go and get them some food. That's what he was saying. Go send them on over there where they can go and get them some food. That's what they were saying, because they know they didn't have enough to feed them, you know, out of all the people that it was. So he was telling them, go on and send them over there and let them get what they need so they can eat. You know, so see what he told them. He said, but he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all this people. They were telling them, so you know what? They were telling Jesus, hold up, you're telling us to feed all these people here. We can't feed all these people. We don't have but a few fish and 5 loaves of bread, amen, and 2 fish. Listen, that's all we got. What did they forget, glory to God. They had the fish maker. They had the fisherman with them. Glory to God. They had the bread maker. They had everything they needed right there. You just think about it. If they had thought about it, he had all power in his hands. Glory to God. All he had to do was speak to it. Glory to God. And it became, hallelujah. So all he had to do was speak to the bread, amen, and call it down, and guess what it was going to do? Multiply. But they didn't think like that. See, when you're under some leaders, you got to understand. You got to know your leaders also. Glory to God. Know who you're working with. That's what you do. Hallelujah. You know if they can't get a prayer through, Lord, help me, Lord. You know if they can't get a prayer through, then get what you need to do. Hallelujah. Well, you know it's been real. And I thank you so much for training me. I thank all you have given me. I thank you for that. And just move on, glory to God. But I tell you from my heart, do not go out talking about this, the ones that you were under, amen, in leadership. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, glory to God. You know, some think when he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, they thinking that he's just talking about, you know, those on the outside and all, because they don't know the word. You know, they go to church, but it's just, some just go, hallelujah, glory to God. They just go for the potluck, hallelujah. They'll go and get that bread and that cake. It was just so good. And they'll go and get that pie, yeah, and get a plate and take my husband on the plate. Glory to God. That's how they think. They process. Okay? But then all this fine, I hear you, that's fine and dandy. Glory to God. But don't go out talking about them leaders. Don't go out tearing those leaders down. Don't go out and do that. Glory to God. Because someone else might want to go to that church. It may be something that they need to get. Hallelujah. Whether it's in the word, glory to God, hallelujah. And it could be something out of the word, the way he teaches, that they need to get. But if you don't think that that's the place for you, and you ain't getting a prayer, your prayer ain't getting a prayer through, he can't get a prayer through, she can't get a prayer through, then go on and get the tipping. Glory to God. That's okay. It'll be all right. For they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company. And they did so, and made them sit down by 50s. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and brake and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat and were all filled. And there was taken up fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. Hallelujah. Look at that. Hallelujah. All he did, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, bless this bread, oh, God. Father, I need you to multiply, God, in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. God will do it. You know, there are times, amen, glory to God. You know, they say I'm always cooking, and I do, but not in my place. I go somewhere else and do it, glory to God. So I make sure that, you know, it's ate up, glory to God, hallelujah. And whenever I get through, amen, it's just so much food, glory to God. I'm like, my goodness, I know I didn't cook all this. It multiplies. But you know what? When somebody else comes and says, do y'all mind if I, can I have some food, or can I have a plate, or somebody might come in, yes, you give it to them, glory to God. See, sometimes when God gives you so much, amen, it ain't for just your soul no more. Look at that, how he multiplied that food. Glory to God. All that, and he still had 12 baskets left. He told them to pick up the fragments. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He didn't waste the hallelujah. Even the skin, you know, some people say, well, you know, some fish you eat, it has skin on. We're going to peel the skin off. He said, pick up the fragments. Fragments means the bones or whatever. Amen. The head that they didn't eat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pick it all up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And look, there was still enough for all of them to eat. Don't you know they had the fish to make a worm? You know, sometimes you forget who you got with you. You know, God will multiply. Jesus gonna, look, he gonna come, he gonna do what he do, glory to God. If you ain't got enough, he gonna bring you enough. And sometimes he'll give you just enough to see what you gonna do. Are you gonna be thankful for the just enough sometimes? Glory to God, hallelujah. When you get just enough, that means, hallelujah, you're going through your testing time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he want to see what you're going to do with that just enough. And he will sometimes give you just enough. We know our God is more than enough. Yes, he is. Glory to God. But he'll give you just enough to see what you're going to do. Are you going to be thankful for the just enough? Hallelujah. You know, I was walking around, amen, one day, and it was something I was going to go and get, and glory to God, and I'm like, okay, I must have said, whoa, this cool in a while. And I'm going to reach in the pocket, and there was money in the pocket. I said, man, that's all right there, glory to God. Yeah, I didn't know it was in there. So I guess I saved it, glory to God. I don't know, or God could multiply however you want to receive it. I'm going to say he put it in there, glory to God. We serve that type of God that will multiply. I know for a fact God will supply all your need, glory to God, and he'll give you some of the stuff that you want, hallelujah. Now, if he can do this and feed over 5,000 people, amen, glory to God, with a few fish and a couple of loaves of bread, don't you know he can take care of you? That's the kind of God we serve. Don't look at, glory to God, always want, you know, with your hand out, hallelujah. Always give a hand up and get, let your hand be raised and give God glory and give him thanks for everything that he do. We serve an awesome God, glory to God, hallelujah. He'll multiply, amen, glory to God. If you ain't got it and you've been paying your tithes and your offering, God will multiply, hallelujah. You know, so many times you can say, talk about tithes and offering over and over and over and over again. Well, I understand that coming, amen, through, amen, to a new babe. I really do, glory to God, because they got to get there, so you're helping them to climb that ladder to come where you've already been, glory to God, about paying your tithes and your offering. And once they get it and they hold on to it, then you'll start to see, amen, glory to God, they'll start to come on up and God will start to multiply them. But if you tipping and skipping, amen, and dipping, hallelujah, glory to God, and don't be consistent in nothing, then he ain't going to do it, glory to God, hallelujah. The check belongs to God. I don't care where you write it down, man, hallelujah, how whatever you think about it, glory to God, it belongs to him anyway. Everything you absolutely got belong to it, really. Glory to God, hallelujah. Ain't nothing belong to you. Don't nothing belong to us, glory to God. We just the archetype here till he come. And we spread the gospel to the nation. Go and tell others about Jesus Christ. You give and it shall be given, he said. Good measures, pressed down. That means some good stuff will be coming to you, glory to God. When you give, hallelujah, out of your heart, hallelujah, glory to God. Sometimes you may give out of a need, glory to God. Well, you know what, Lord, I have this need, and this ain't enough. Well, it's your seed then, glory to God, hallelujah. And you know, people always say, well, you know what, she always talking about money. Like I said, I'm going to talk about it till Jesus coming. When the Lord said, now if I don't talk about it no more, then I'm going to talk about it no more, glory to God, hallelujah. But I'm trying to help you to get somewhere, hallelujah, in your life, glory to God, hallelujah. Because so many times you don't get what you need because, guess what, you're holding back on God. You know what, I hear it, and I hear it right now, saying, you know what, I'm not going to give them my money. I'm not going to give that to them. Well, if you're going to get it, brother, heartily keep it, because guess what, hallelujah, glory to God. You ain't going to get nothing back, hallelujah. But he said he loved a cheerful giver, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, my God. You see how Jesus multiplied it? We still in the book. We're still right here where we are. Glory to God. Are you ready for your journey? Your journey also includes getting. Glory to God. Yes, it do. Hallelujah. So he can multiply it back to you. Hallelujah. Because you see right here, hallelujah, they were like, okay, now wait a minute. We ain't got enough food to feed all these people now, okay? We're going to send them all over there where they're going to get their own food because we ain't got enough to feed them. But little did they think. They weren't thinking. See, sometimes you got to think. Lord, this $10 don't belong to me. Lord, this trip that I made, Lord God, because you gave me help, you gave me the strength, Lord. You let me breathe, God. You gave me the legs to walk. You gave me the hands to use. You gave me a mind, Lord God, to do this. So this don't belong to me. It belongs to you anyway. But I know you want me to pay my bills, but first of all, I'm going to give you yours. And then whatever else is left, I'll give them later. Whatever it is, glory to God, Kmart or whoever it may be, hallelujah. Then I'm going to give them theirs, Lord. But I'm going to give you yours first, God. If I have to, I'll catch them on the next go-round, glory to God, hallelujah. But you know what happens so many times? You go, amen, you say, well, I want this pair of pants, I want this one, I want this one, I want that one, and I want this over there. And then I'm going to go online, I'm going to order me a whole nother everything, hallelujah, glory to God. And then when you get ready to go in the Lord's house, you ain't got nothing to give. You done came up short. Lord, have mercy. Help us, Lord. Let's move on to 18. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? This was Jesus. Amen. They answered and said, John the Baptist. But some say Elijah. And others say that one of the old prophets is risen again. Let's move to 20. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Peter answered and said, the Christ of God. Glory to God. And he straightly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing. He was saying, don't y'all tell nobody. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, sometimes whenever you be in a place, amen, and somebody tell you, don't tell nobody, glory to God, hallelujah, don't mention it. You got to have enough, amen. You got to be in that place where if they don't want you to tell it, then don't tell it. Hallelujah. I don't care who comes to you try to get you to tell it. Just don't tell it. Because they confided in you. They didn't want you to tell it. They didn't want you to even don't get on live radio telling it, glory to God. And don't be broadcasting it from the treetop. Hallelujah. You know, you have to be in strictest confidence when people tell you, say, I don't want you to break this. You know, I don't want you to release this. I want you to hold on and just help me pray it through. You know, God is looking at you. You know, just because you think that he ain't right there standing by you, that he don't see when you go and slip and tell it, well, let me help you. Yes, he did. Glory to God. And you will be held accountable for that. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 22. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain and be raised the third day. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Glory to God. Now, you see what he was saying there? He said, there were many sufferings that I'm going to have to go through. And he was explaining that to his disciples. He was telling them, you know, I don't know where. Just think about it, glory to God. If Jesus had to suffer everything that he suffered for us, why do we think we're not going to go through trials and troubles and tribulations? Because we are in a place, hallelujah. The place, amen, is full of sin, glory to God. Just tell it like it is. But that don't mean you got to be full of sin, glory to God, hallelujah. We should be cleansed, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, when you receive him as your Lord and Savior, but he was telling them, glory to God, many things going to happen, hallelujah. It's many things going to happen. I'm going to go through some stuff. He was telling them, hallelujah. Don't you know you're going to go through some stuff? You see right there, he went through. So we are not excused, hallelujah. That's an example. Say amen, that he went through. We're going to go through some stuff. We may not go through, amen, glory to God, being hung on the cross. And sometimes when people do you so wrong, you feel like you've been hung up there. Glory to God, my God, but it's okay. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. But we're going to go through. So we got to learn how to be prayed up, wrapped up, and tied up, and tangled up in this word so we'll have our weapons of warfare. He said the word is sharper than a two-edged sword. So whatever comes upon you, it should be able to cut it away, glory to God. But you got to know it in order for it to cut it away, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Are you ready for your journey? Are you prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in the word of God? Do you hear the word day and night, hallelujah, not just on Mondays, glory to God, on Tuesdays, glory to God, and on Saturday and on Sunday, hallelujah. Do you spend your own time with God? Do you go and set time aside to hear what the Lord wants to say to you? Hallelujah. Are you always on the internet? Or are you always on the telephone? He can't call you, glory to God, if you're always in a place where you're in a hurry, if you're always in a store, hallelujah. He can't speak to you, glory to God, if you ain't one-on-one, hallelujah. You got to grow your relationship first, amen, glory to God. And then when you get out here, he may say, okay, I want you to go over here and tell this person this, and I want you to go over here and tell this person that. Yes, but that's called relationship. But it ain't no one-night stand, glory to God. It ain't like when you and JoJo was together, amen, one night, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. But it is one night here, amen, glory to God, with the king. You're going to need many nights with the king, glory to God, to hang out, hallelujah, and see what he's saying, hallelujah. Because guess what? He can heal you everywhere you hurt, hallelujah. He can place healing in your hands. Don't you want to see somebody else heal, glory to God? Don't you want to be one of his disciples when you say, okay, Lord, I'm going up under someone because I want healing in my hands, oh God. And I've told this testimony before, glory to God. I know when I went to the store, hallelujah, and this lady was there passing out. She was, amen, when I got ready to go around the corner, she was getting ready to pass out, and they were just standing there, glory to God. And the lady, she was falling down, so the other, somebody else was there, and I saw that they were so scared, amen. They didn't know what to do. So I went over and grabbed her arm, and when I grabbed the lady's arm, I started to pray for her because she was going unconscious, glory to God. She was falling out and she was conscious. Glory to God. She was unconscious. I'm like, oh, my God. Hallelujah. And I just started praying for the lady. And I started talking to her. You know, and once I started talking to her, praying for her, the lady started to come around. Glory to God. And I thank God for it. Another, amen, another person was walking by the lady. Instead of her stopping and trying to help and help pray her through, amen, glory to God, she just stuck her hand out. Glory to God. Walking by and said, you be blessed, my son. Glory to God, hallelujah. Instead of coming and trying to help her, in her prayer, she just said, you be blessed, my sister. And she went right around now, amen, glory to God, all right on down, amen, and got the pack of chicken legs, glory to God, and went on up to the gas register. I said, my God. And by that time, amen, as she came to, amen, as she came all the way to, then the ambulance had got there, glory to God, amen, hallelujah. You see what I'm saying? If I hadn't been ready to do what I did, hallelujah, no telling what would have happened. That's why you want to always be ready. That's why the song I hear over and over in my mind, I say, I pray we all be ready, hallelujah. You may have to help somebody, hallelujah, glory to God, along the way, with everything down on the inside of you, boiling up, hallelujah, the word of God, to give them the word and let them know it's going to be all right. Somebody might want to cry on your shoulder, hallelujah. Are you equipped to handle that? Glory to God. Instead, you start crying too. No, come on now. You can't start crying too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to, amen, embrace them and be able to pray for them. Say, I got you, my sister. I got you, my brother. It's going to be all right. Let's go ahead and pray. And because we know God is a way maker. Hallelujah. Oh, we lift his name up on this day. We lift him up on high. Glory to God. He made a way. Hallelujah. For to feed the people. Hallelujah. He fed the 5,000 people, glory to God, hallelujah. And it said they were all full.
glory to God. That's what he wants to do for you today. He wants to fill you up, glory to God, so you won't, hallelujah, want more thirst, hallelujah, no more, glory to God. So your hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, even so, hallelujah, glory to God. He had not gave the disciples what they needed, glory to God. Now you're like, okay, how are we going to feed them? Hallelujah. They were still thinking in their little mouth, how are we going to feed them? Like I said, they had the fishermen with them. They had the one, amen, the bread maker, glory to God. They had the wine maker, hallelujah. They had the maker, glory to God. They had it all in one, hallelujah. It was all in one, glory to God. He could do everything, hallelujah. And he did. And there were even 12 baskets in there after he got through multiplying. God wants to multiply in somebody's life on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to multiply you. Glory to God. He wants to give you even more. But I'm just going to tell it like I'm hearing it. Hallelujah. You've been holding back. Glory to God. You've been holding back. Hallelujah. You said, well, I don't have no money. I don't have this and I don't have that. Well, you keep saying that. Glory to God. And guess what? You won't have. Hallelujah. But what little you do got, amen, hallelujah, you got to learn how to show from where you are. You know, there was this guy, he always, you know, this pastor, he used to always say, well, you got to sow your way out, glory to God. And sometimes you have to. He didn't say you had to, how much you had to sow. He said, start from where you had to do what you can, hallelujah. He didn't tell you to get in no $100 land and get in no $1,000 land. He said, start where you are. You pay your tithes and offering, glory to God. And then you give, amen, glory to God. You know, hallelujah. And that's what he was saying, hallelujah. And then you sow your way out, glory to God. God don't want us living down here in poverty. He don't, hallelujah. He don't, hallelujah. I don't care, amen, what nobody says, hallelujah. Our God is more than enough. Can't you see right here? All he gave him, and then he still had 12 baskets left. He could have fed some more. If he could have fed some more, hallelujah, out of them 12 baskets. Don't you think, hallelujah, when they put all the fish bones, all the fish guts and all that they throw on in there, hallelujah, he could have increased it again, hallelujah. God is a God of increase, hallelujah. He ain't a God of decrease. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Are you ready for your journey? God wants to prepare you for your journey, hallelujah, so you can go and tell others about a man named Jesus. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. They walked out on the water. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants to tell you. Hallelujah. He wants you to get up under someone who can teach you the word of God so you won't stray away, who can teach you what you need to know and how you need to approach others. Hallelujah. So you can be discipled. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes some just went and some just go. Hallelujah. And there are some that sit. Glory to God, hallelujah. You gotta know, what category you fall in. If you think you can get, oh, amen, all the butter, and it'll be better, glory to God. If you just go on your own, that's not so, hallelujah. You gotta be trained, glory to God. There's stuff, amen, that you don't even know, glory to God, hallelujah. There's stuff that you don't even know. And there are many different spirits out there. So you got to know that you know that you know on how to recognize, amen. You know, as much as you have to be standing up and be recognized, glory to God, hallelujah. You got to know that you know that you know, hallelujah, what spirit is real and which one is not, hallelujah. So there are many things that you're going to have to do. There's a process. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And even when you're nailing a nail in, you can't just, amen, you know, you have to hold it. Hallelujah. And then with your hammer, hit it. Amen. If you just go and hit it hard, guess what? You're going to bend it. Oh, good God Almighty. Glory to God. But it's just like anything. Hallelujah. There's a process in the way you would nail it down in to make it go down into the wood. Hallelujah. So glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a process when you get ready to cook a turkey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are many processes. So why do you think even over here in the kingdom of God there's no process? I can just go ahead and call myself to be, amen, whatever I want to be. I can just go ahead and take a title and go and run with it. Glory to God. Look at his disciples. He had to disciple them. He had to disciple them and give them the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's someone that's falling short. in that area. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the return, and I'm going to tell you like this. Hallelujah. You know, if there's a call on your life and you know that you know that you know, now is your time. Amen. Glory to God. So go ahead and tell those whom are over you. And if you don't have anybody, I told you, hit us up. We'll be glad, glory to God. Go ahead and hit us up, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hit us up on Facebook and let us know what you want to do, hallelujah. You know, he's calling, amen, many, so he can disciple you so you can go out and tell others. He ain't discipling you just for you to know and keep it all, glory to God, just your foe and no more. Hallelujah. That ain't the way it works. So they're going to send you out so you can go and get other people saved, so you can bring all and win others to Christ. Hallelujah. So you won't go out there arrogant and mess nobody up when you get ready to pray for them and you get to land your hand on them and push in their head back. No, if the Spirit of the Lord is upon you and he has anointed you to preach the gospel, glory to God, hallelujah. When you speak it, hallelujah, it'll come in place. Everything will happen. They'll get delivered right then and set free. That's the way it works. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're on this line and you desire prayer at this time, I'm going to open up in prayer. Hallelujah. I'm opening up the line for prayer. If you desire prayer, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in. But just know, hallelujah, glory to God, he's preparing you for your journey. You ain't got to worry. Like they say, ain't no need to worry what the night is going to bring because it's going to be all over in the morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't know Jesus in front of you, seeing, glory to God, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, mold me. Lord God, I repent for everything that I've said, everything that I've done that wasn't like you, Lord God. Father God, cleanse my heart, Lord God, and make me whole in you, Lord. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And if you see it, that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Glory to God. Go ahead and hit us up on Facebook. Inbox us. You don't have to put amen. Just put it out there. Just go ahead and inbox us. Glory to God. And let us know that that was you so we can tell you what next. Because we don't want to, you don't want to lose nobody. Glory to God. We're in a season. We don't want to lose nobody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't want to lose nobody to sin. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is the return. So we want to make sure, amen, that when he comes back, he'll catch you with your work done, not undone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you, don't forget, amen, to tune in next to Minister Elaine Jackson, a voice of truth, worldwide ministry. She's coming up next. I'm going to give you a break to go and get some water, amen, some food, whatever you may need. Hallelujah. Are you prepared for your journey? Glory to God. I'm going to now go ahead and give the benediction. No one pressed the 1. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And I encourage you to make Jesus Lord. If you didn't, amen, the last call. Amen. Glory to God. Make Jesus Lord. And we thank you, and we will see you back here on next Sunday. Amen.